Good evening, everyone. How we feeling? Are we all right tonight?
Right.
My name's Geica, and I want to say thank you to everyone who's come down to System. This is part two of the System Sound series. System is an installation and a curation, and it's about, I guess, the sounds of immigration. You know, like we're living in this weird, hostile environment. I'm not really here for it. So I thought, what better to do? Let's make some noise inside a place like this. And basically, this is a second part, and it's one I'm really, 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 really excited for. We've got the legend, Abba Shanti, inside this place. Yeah. So I ain't gonna talk too long. I want everyone to enjoy themselves, put away your phone. It's about being present inside here, rather than, you know, all of that watching themselves and all of that stuff, you know. So don't keep your phones in your pockets and just enjoy the night. All right? It's just real things. Okay. Without further ado, I'll pass you over.
Greetings, greetings and love, everyone. Greetings. As you know, we are in a very significant building. Yeah? This place is called Somerset House, where certain records were maintained over the years. Some records, they said, that didn't exist. But we have lived to see, back in the past, documentation was fundamental. Even some of the things that have been revealed in these present times, like the reason why we are here tonight, is all about my parents and my ancestors that left the Caribbean to come here and be part of the mother country, which was seen at the time. My parents came from Antigua. My mother came up on a boat and she landed in Southampton. Her destination was Yorkshire. But unfortunately for her, someone stole her money, the little money that her mother had given to her to travel to England, got stolen on a boat. So when she did end up in Victoria, one of my cousins was there and met her and asked her, "Miriam, where are you going?" And she said, "I'm going to Yorkshire, but someone has stolen my money." So her cousin, which is my uncle Leonard, told her to stay in London, stay with us, because we have a few families that, few family members that have left Antigua and are based in London. And within that time, my mum met my father. So she met him here in England. Then came Blood Shanti, my older brother. So he's the first generation. Then I came along. And within that time, music was a very strong influence in our family, because the ability that I have to play music and connect it and make a story comes from my father, which was a long-standing man in this sound game, up until when he passed away in 1980. So my experience of playing with sound system and playing with records, it comes from my father, because he used to get employed to play at weddings and christenings and little gatherings. And he used to play at, just like me, on a regular basis. He used to play 4 times a week. He used to play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and still go to work on Monday. My mom's problem with my father is that when he went to work and he earned his money, his first stop was the record shop. So he would be buying various different music from Roots, Studio One, Ska, Soul, Calypso, because we're of Antiguan background, so Calypso is like the main music But because my father came to England and he mixed amongst many Jamaicans, Barbadians, Dominicans, St. Lucians, Kitchens, all the people from the islands. Because when they came to England, they had to huddle together because it was a bit hostile when they came here. Yeah, let's not be fooled by that. And that's why we have to give many, many, many thanks for our elders that has come along and has passed down the tradition that you see we all come here tonight to listen to and to gather and get enjoyment from, because that was their escape. After a hard week at work and thing, it'll be a case of who will keep the party that them host this week? Right. And within that, because enough of them were working on London transport and working on the railways and that, they will invite their friends. Because you had many different people that would work for the bus companies then, so boy, that black, white, Indian, Chad, would come to one of these events. Get some good curry goat and thing to eat. Drink was always the order of the day, and happiness was the main theme. Because that was their way of releasing all the tensions that they had to suffer and endure for the week, and socially as well. Then came along our generation. But our generation was a bit more rebellious than our parents. Yeah, certain things we weren't really putting up with. Education, for instance. Well, that was the key thing, but away from the racism, with the educational aspect. Because the system kind of mashed up many and many of people of my generation's aspirations to succeed. Because there were, a lot of them were lacking in education, like leaving school with qualifications and that, in order to go on and maybe further their education or get a decent job. So most of us, this thing what we call sound system is just so personal to us. And we're glad to pass it on to the next generation. But they need to know there's an order. There's a real detrimental order with this thing here. And the foundation of especially the style Abashanti deals with is Rastafari. Yeah? Rastafari has held many of us young black men together and put us on a path of doing good instead of doing wrong, because most of the system wanted us to fail. So they set up a lot of obstacles and a lot of things to entice us to do wrong things. But through the faith of Rastafari has made me be able to stand here to you and give you this special vibration that, boy, not many of us possess. And I'm glad that everybody is here tonight to come and celebrate this Windrush celebration. So what I'm going to do tonight, tonight is a different lick tonight. It's not about dope player and all them thing there. I'm going to play you the music that I grew up with, listening to from, I was a child in my house, listening to my father play music. And maybe towards the end we can bring it up. But that has been the request of all. Oh, you're going to tear down the place. You're going to da 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 da. Well, remember, away from us tearing down the place, we're here for a reason, to celebrate our parents that left those sunny climes and came to England. You saw a lot of the Windrush stuff where you see the clothes that they were wearing. They weren't equipped to deal with the hostile weather that was here. And they certainly wasn't equipped to face the racism and tyranny that they faced back in those times. It wasn't fair on them. They left to come this to make this place a better place. And when they came, the place was a great place. They brought some culture. They bring color. They bring love. They brought the sunshine to England. I made it a nice cosmopolitan place for our children, our grandchildren, and children to grow. And we let them know, say, look, we all got to get together in love and harmony. That's the only way this thing is going to... We have to pass it on to our children. So we have to leave them with something credible Right now, the younger ones are facing some real, real struggles in this time with a lot of the gang warfare, the drugs. But we're here to show you there's a different way, because we went through all of that growing up as well. Don't get it wrong. It wasn't so prolific as it is now, but yeah, that was going on, and it's always been going on. So let's bring some joy and happiness to everyone, all generations, all race, all creeds, all genders. I and I say peace to everyone, and I hope you enjoy the night tonight. On behalf of myself, Abba Shanti, and the Boiler Room, yes? So we come to give thanks, itinerary, unto the Most High God, Jah Rastafari.